Jeff Blackman, joined here today by Breely Clayburgh, of course, with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, as she has made her decision on where she is headed to play college basketball. That's going to be over at DMAC over in Boone. Breely, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here today. How you been?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Breely. I know you're excited. It's track season right now, and you love track season, and you love getting a throw, and you're having a good start here to your senior year. But I know when I talked to you throughout the basketball season a little bit, and I talked quite a bit with Coach McAllister kind of behind you and stuff to find out what you were thinking about with basketball, because I knew you were still kind of debating on whether or not you wanted to do it. When did this recruiting process start for you? Did you start really kind of focusing on it this year, or did you start more your junior season on kind of thinking about if you were going to play basketball at the next level?
I think more towards the end of my junior year I started thinking about it, because after the season ended, you know, I ended with that whole ankle injury. I realized that, like, wow, I only have a year left, and it just didn't really sit very well with me, and I knew I wanted to keep playing, so I think the college visit started after that, and the interest in playing college ball started from there.
How much did that ankle injury kind of bother you to not be able to be healthy and play and stuff? And is that really kind of showed you how much you love this game?
Yes, it was very devastating, to say the least, to go out on a season, especially when we were right there in the game. I think we ended up losing by like 8 or something that year, but it's just hard to not be able to go back into the game, and then the whole recovery process. And when you love something so much, you just dedicate most of your time to that. So I was all for getting better, because I could here.
Really, what were the things that you did to kind of get better, and how much did that help you kind of grow that love of basketball?
Well, some things I did to get better was my aunt, thankfully. I love her, Aunt Jill. She's was a physical therapist, and so she was giving me all sorts of different ankle exercises to be working on, just, you know, getting back up to the normal part of where how my ankle is supposed to be working, but it usually doesn't work well. And yeah, I just couldn't let it stop there. This is my favorite, basketball is my favorite sport.
As you started that recruiting process, had coaches already been reaching out to you, and then did you start reaching back out to them, or did you kind of start sending out some feelers to see what coaches might be interested?
Well, I was, my junior year, I started tagging along on college visits with Lance during his senior year, and we like would talk to the basketball coaches, just see if they're interested in me, if I like the program. We kind of went from there, but thankfully, Mr. Johnson, he was putting highlight videos together for me this year. He made 2 of them, one halfway through and then one at the end. And he actually ended up sending those out to a bunch of different colleges, and I had a lot of them reaching out to me. And yeah, so I just kept communicating with them that way and went on college visits accordingly. And yeah.
Now, I know you told me before the interview that you went on about 10 visits or so. So how many schools, though, reached out to you? If you went on 10 visits, were you looking at 15, 20 more schools that were kind of making contact with you?
Yeah, I think, well, right after he sent out that highlight video at the end of the season, I think after like 2 weeks after that, I counted them up, and it was probably close to like 20, 25-ish different colleges. So, which is a lot, but obviously I didn't go on that many visits, and I also went on some my junior year, like I said, but yeah.
How did you start to narrow down the list of what schools you wanted to visit?
Well, for me, family is a big part of my life, and well, I'm next door neighbors with the Haydens, my cousins, and my grandparents. I have more cousins just down the street, so distance was a big factor for me. I wasn't really looking to go out of state, and really anything more than like 2-2.5 hours was kind of what I considered far, because I just love my family so much. And then also, like, I'd look into their program and see how their program was and how much I felt like they really wanted me, or based off of those couple things, that's how I decided on where I wanted to visit, and what I decided was just not a college for me.
Now, you said last year when Lance was looking around and ended up going to play both baseball and football that you were kind of going with and talking to some of the basketball coaches. What did you learn from that experience that you think helped you during your recruiting experiences this year on what to look for, what questions to ask, and those type of things?
Yeah, well, really big part of which I noticed some colleges did and some colleges did not include in the visit was like meeting with the players. Like I remember when we went to Morningside, we met with two girls on the basketball team before we even met with the coaches. And that really helped me because that gives me like the player perspective on how like they see the program, and they do that kind of so like we can ask them questions that maybe I wouldn't feel comfortable asking the coaches, which I think was really great. And I know on the DMAC visit that I went on, there was a player who went on the whole visit with me. Like she gave me the tour with Coach Jocelyn, talked about the program the whole time and her experiences and what she loves about it, which I thought was really good to get a player perspective on things.
Where did you all visit between last season and this season?
Oh boy. Well, I went to Mount Mercy, Morningside, DMAC, Simpson, Central, Grandview, Buena Vista, Northwestern, Iowa State. I know I'm probably missing a couple, but those are the ones that I can think of right now.
And I know with Iowa State in there, you were thinking maybe of not playing probably as well. So what changed your mind on the not playing and the playing became kind of more of the focus even after the visit to Iowa State?
Yeah, well, we went on a visit just so I could, like I said earlier before the interview, that I just wanted to get a feel for like all different types of colleges and what experience I'd be getting there. Now, after the senior season ended, basketball has really played a huge part in my life, and I want to continue playing that until I can't play it anymore. So, and Iowa State was a little big out of my range that I was kind of looking for. Kind of want something smaller. So having a smaller school and being able to play is both things that I love. So that's what I went with.
As you started narrowing down your list, who were the finalists of where you thought maybe you could see yourself?
Yeah, I narrowed it down to three colleges, and then as Mama Gina wanted me to do, I was writing pros and cons of each school to help me narrow it down to two and then to finally pick. So it was Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids and then Morningside and DMAC.
What made it where those three were kind of the finest? What stood out for you about each of those schools and programs?
Well, I really loved all three campuses. They were very clean, and I felt more of like at home when I was walking through them compared to like other schools where I felt like lost or like wasn't in love with the scenery or the buildings or whatever. And then the people at Morningside and Mercy, like we met people along the visits and they were all just super great, super friendly and nice, which I thought was awesome. So that also played a big factor in it, which is why those three stood out to me.
What was it with Drake that made you say, this is where I can see myself for the next couple of years?
I think at the end of the day, it's the place I felt, I don't know, I had the best connection with the coaches, I would say. And I love the program, how successful they are and their coaching techniques. And I just love it.
What were the conversations with Coach like about where she sees you fitting into the program and how you can help DMAC basketball?
Well, we talked with her. She's also the admissions counselor. So she was talking about like scheduling classes and stuff, and she was talking about how girls on the team all have like they're all are held to high standards or whatever, like they're not looking for people who are like not going to be helping the program in just an athletic way but also with like your character. Like she wants good people with good character on the team, And so me coming in, that I'd be a person who's going to lead the team and, like, be of positive energy, like, not bringing any of the, you know, some stuff that high school basketball has with all the drama and stuff, leaving that in the past. And, you know, just bringing up the team and helping them in that post position and just doing my job on the court.
What did she say? What was her reaction when you left her know that you were headed there and going to come play for her?
Well, I actually called her just on this past Sunday to let her know the news, and she was just so excited. My reaction to her reaction was just, I just felt like I knew that this was the right decision because they want me so much, and I feel like I...
So, Brealey, as far as the education part, do you know what you want to go to school for yet? Do you want to know what you want to do outside of basketball someday?
You know, I don't have a specific major in mind now, but I have a lot of little cousins, and I bought a daycare in town, and I really love working with kids. So I have thought about, like, the early elementary education route, but then I don't know. It's just a hard decision. So I've thought about that, but nothing's for sure.
Well, you've certainly got some time to come up with what you want to do later in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Brealey, one last question for you. What are some of the things you're going to focus on here during the off season to kind of get you ready? What are the areas that DMAC wants you to work on here to get ready to come play for them?
Over the summer, I plan to at least be shooting like a couple days a week. You know, don't want to get too rusty, but staying in the gym, working out, you know, just building muscle and continue shooting, focusing more on post shots or different post moves, and just to keep everything loose and ready for when I go there in the fall.
Well, I tell you what, it's always fun getting to catch up with you. Appreciate your time here today. Congratulations on making the decision, and thanks for giving us the interview here today.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Again, Brealey Clayburgh again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, she's headed to DMAC to continue her basketball career as well as her education.